Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains.
If you ask me where I go.
A place where we collectively scratch our heads together and say, wait a minute here.
Here's what I tell everyone.
The FBI is now more concerned about soccer moms.
I was born by God.
And raising their voices at school board meetings to say, hey, I pay for this school. Do you think you maybe could listen to me? You know what I mean? Let's just think about this here a little bit. Rather than say, oh, I don't know, be in Minneapolis to investigate the fact that the machine guns are proliferating there. You see, this Minneapolis criminals seem to have machine guns now. 78 instances of criminals firing fully automatic weapons in Minneapolis so far this year.
I wonder where they might be coming from.
Did you see what happened in Chicago?
Yes.
With this. Yeah, and by the way, no charges now is what they're saying from Chicago. We wouldn't want to actually charge anybody in a deadly shooting that was caught on video. So we don't have to even, guess what happened. Maybe that is something the FBI could tackle, right? How about the fact that we have a rope-a-dope going on at the border? And the rope-a-dope is this. The cartels are playing the United States of America for fools. Playing the United States of America for fools. What do I mean by that? Last week, if you heard the program, fellows like Mark Morgan, Tom Homan, Chad Wolf, former top Trump administration officials, in the case of Tom Homan, he goes back to Ronald Reagan as head of ICE. He gets assignment sheets from the Border Patrol, because he's actually someone that stood up for the Border Patrol. And they show hundreds of miles of border unprotected because the cartels know exactly how to open up vast expanses of the border by directing resources to a particular area. So the Haitian thing, as an example. You have this wave of illegals that are coming up. By the way, that's what they are. These are criminals. They're breaking the law. Right?
I know. Well, let's worry about soccer moms that are angry at school.
I know Joe Biden is fond of unending empathy for these people while he falsely lies about Border Patrol agents using reins as quote-unquote whips, right? He's big on that. But these are criminals. No matter what they... what their reason for being at the border to break our laws, those are criminals. And as you can see, when you do not enforce the laws of the United States, you send a very dangerous message to now 150 countries. Come on! We're not enforcing our laws. Come on! But think about this. The cartels decide where the wave should go. So the Haitians, in large numbers, that ended up at Del Rio, a place I've been, on the border, go where they go at the direction of the cartels. Resources that are already limited and deflated because of the mismanagement of the Biden administration decide where they go. And then this vast open border is even more open, and what comes across? A crime wave, human trafficking, drugs. We heard firsthand last week about the northern border having less resources. Guess what is very popular coming across the northern border when the resources have been peeled off there to the southern border?
More fentanyl.
Drugs.
Drugs, yep.
And the FBI... he's talking about enhanced enforcement at school boards. I'm going to say very clearly, very loudly. We know terrorism when we see it. And the idea that school boards, some school boards are now wanting threats labeled terrorism, is, in my mind, unforgivable. It is so obviously ridiculous that if it doesn't get you off the couch to say enough already, if it doesn't get you out of the cocoon of your home and your little comfort zone to say, stop this. This is ridiculous. The FBI, federal law enforcement, first of all, I do want to say this. It goes without saying, but I know somebody will twist my words if I don't say this. Some hopeless, bleeding heart liberal that's never run or done anything, very good at taking pot shots, will say something like this. Oh, Scott and Kevin and Todd, and what's on your mind? They're advocating violence against school boards. They think it's okay to have these threats. Oh, they're Lord. Pro-terrorism against school boards.
There are no threats.
No, we're not.
There's only complaining and yelling by parents by this ridiculous CRT or whatever the mask deal is going to be or whatever Rona vid mask thing they're going to bring up.
Here's what I want to say,
these
though.
These are complaining parents.
I want to say,
happy.
We know terrorism right. when we see it.
Yep.
Exactly. Shouting, raising your voice is not terrorism.
Not terrorism.
I would also say, if you ever mean to accomplish a goal, the last thing you would do would be something to this effect. You will do this or I'll stalk you to the ends of the earth. I'm going to go to your home. I'm going to go to your business. No, don't do that.
Right.
What are we, Shakespearean here?
Go to the school board and give your opinion. That's not a threat. Right. That's not terrorism. The school board works for you.
I think so much of the frustration comes, though, from giving opinions. They don't listen. They don't act. They don't. They could care less what your opinions are, and that's where the anger and the yelling is coming in.
Did you see?
Because they're not listening.
Did you see the guy this week that got yelled at because his mask fell below his nose?
Yes.
When he was talking about, you know, the pornography.
Yeah.
That was foisted upon his child. Mm-hmm.
But they're worried about his nose being covered by the
guy. Yeah, because that's far worse. Yeah.
Put your mask up. Put your mask up. And by the way, it was up. It literally just. A touch to the lower nostril, you know, just, you know.
Yeah.
And then he said, give me my 10 seconds back while you're yelling at me about a mask, and they shut his mic off.
Yeah.
So they're causing this, you know, this rising amount of anger at the indoctrination of our kids about the lack of any kind of recognition that overreaction to the COVID pandemic, without any basis in sound science, is harming our children. Depression up, drug use up, suicides up, is causing anger from the people who are writing the checks. And guess what, school boards? That's what you signed up for. You signed up to hear from the people who fund you, and you shall, you must, and you will hear it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's called America. That's called your First Amendment.
Well, and you know what's funny, Scotty? Would you guys agree? Again, these are people that are 30-somethings now. They're on school boards. They've never been disciplined. They've never been yelled at. They've never been, you know, spanked or it's all time out and everybody gets a trophy.
You can't spank.
You can't yell at me like that. You're threatening me. I'm feeling
exactly.
I'm triggered here.
Meanwhile, the 46th president of the United States should go back to school and learn how to complete a sentence. What do you think of that? Maybe you gotta, you know.
I don't think it's an educational problem. I think it's on the other end of life problem, but, you know.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, would you do me a favor, fellas?
47 years ago, I bet he could complete a sentence, but, you know, we all get older. It's going to happen to us one day, too.
Would you translate this for me? None of us are the 46th president of the United States.
Okay?
We're not, so I agree with you, Todd. This is nothing to make light of in the fact that, you know, I've had family members that end up in the same position. The danger here is we're not acknowledging the elephant in the room, which is that the 46th president of the United States is not cognitively.
No, he's inferred.
He is literally unable to complete a sentence, even when they put it in front of him. This is what worries me big time. Listen to this.
In the 1990s.
Okay, this was in Michigan yesterday, where he's trying to sell the Build Back Better plan, which is basically generational theft. It has nothing to do with building back better. It'll destroy the fabric of the United States. Listen to this.
Parenthetically, when you build a charging station, it's like back in the day when my grandpa worked for the American Oil Company back in the turn of the 1920 in that area. They went from state to state convincing people that they put allowed them to put 20,000 gallons of gasoline under the ground. They didn't want them around. But
what did he say there?
Putting 20,000 gallons of gasoline in the ground. Yeah. Like, you know, in the 20s.
These stories about his pop. He's used his stories about his pop for decades. They roll off of him like we say our name, okay? And he can't even pull those off anymore.
Back in that era, not area, too, sir.
Yeah, no. Listen.
Parenthetically, when you build a charging station, it's like back in the day when my grandpa worked for the American Oil Company back in the turn of the 1920 in that area.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Turn of the century.
That decade.
Yeah, okay.
Pick a decade. Yeah.
220, 221, whatever works.
He was also greeted in Michigan by a wave of Trump supporters. Unbelievable. Whoops. More on that coming.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile today. Have you done this yet? Folks, one thing we can do amid all this craziness of open borders and spending gone crazy and more mandates and lockdowns and inflation and everything happening beneath our noses, being under siege, is you can say, you know what? It's my money. I worked hard for it. I'm going to buy from companies that believe what I believe. And if we stick together now more than ever, you're going to find at least a little bit of island of sanity. One of those companies standing with us since 2012, coming up on a 10-year decade of success, is Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. Here's the deal. Pick your national brand. Dig into where they put their money. They're woke. Patriot Mobile, number one, has a plan that fits any budget. They have 100% U.S.-based customer support. So, okay, where's my coverage going to be? Here's the deal on coverage. Broad nationwide coverage using the very same towers as all the major carriers. That's what you need to know. But most importantly, they share your values and support organizations that fight for what? Religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran, first responder, heroes. What's not to love? Activation is free with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call them at 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. The Hannon family has switched. Invite you to do the same. What's on your mind today? Tell us at 800-228-0550. What, you want more of Joe Biden yesterday in Michigan? Trying to put two sentences together?
Oh, I don't know.
You want some more of it? Did you guys happen to see how many people that lined the roadways?
Hundreds of people. Yep.
In Michigan to greet his motorcade yesterday.
I don't know if I'd call that a greeting.
Right.
Well, it's a greeting. It's,
I guess it is.
Sure. And wants.
It clearly rattled the president because he literally brought it up. And I want to play that. I don't want to make callers wait anymore, so I'll get to the calls here. But I have that clip for you coming up. Stay tuned. And guess what's trending on Twitter right now? Let's go, Brandon. This is so funny. I can't
That's
even begin
hilarious.
To tell you.
Yes. Oh, it's hilarious.
And if you haven't followed this, there was a NASCAR race. The winner was Brandon. What's his last name?
Good question.
I can't remember. Young guy.
Yep.
And this NBC sports reporter is interviewing him. And the crowd is saying, F Joe Biden. Which, by the way, is a chant that has gone viral. It's happening at concerts, at sporting events. It's everywhere. Because we've all had enough of this. And I don't advocate anybody yelling. You know, kids are at these events. In my mind, it is not the best of America to be chanting F. Joe Biden. But it's hard not to recognize what's causing it, okay? And let's deal with the root cause. This is a valve that's being released because people have had it and a miserable leadership. They're figuring this out all around them, okay? And so this NASCAR race goes, and the guy's being interviewed, and this big crowd sees it, and so they're chanting F. Joe Biden, F. Joe Biden, okay?
Yeah, and Kelly Stavast was the NBC reporter that was interviewing young Brandon, and she had her headphones on, and she heard it to say.
No, she didn't hear it to say. She's trying to clean up the mess. This is a cleanup on aisle five.
She
goes, oh, listen, they're cheering. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Like,
I think she's just clueless, and that's what she thought they were saying.
I didn't. I thought she was trying to.
I don't think she was bright enough to.
I think she was.
I'm just saying.
But anyway, billboards are up now.
Yeah.
Hashtags on Twitter is trending. Let's go, Brandon. And
Brandon Brown is his name.
It's going. It's going viral.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. So there were signs yesterday in Michigan on each side of the highway going into the place that he was going to for the photo op.
Yeah.
With Let's Go Brandon. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. Mike and Perham, you're on What's On Your Mind. Tell me, sir.
Boy, I tell you, this business with the FBI going after angry parents, are we turning the Federal Bureau of Intimidation into hall monitors? I mean, this is the NEA's only way that they can stop the parents. They figure if they use the FBI, they're going to frighten them and keep them to keep their mouths shut.
You know, they're doing this.
They're practically saying that your children don't belong to you anymore. They belong to us. We'll decide. You have no business telling us what to do, so sit down, shut up, or else. And that's what it's come down to. They're confiscating the children of the United States from their parents, and the parents have no say in the matter anymore. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading this wrong, but that's what it sounds like to me, Scott.
I think you've read it exactly right. I was going to inject here that the reason the FBI is doing this is the Attorney General Merrick Garland has said, you shall, you will, you must, FBI. And
Merrick Garland's an idiot.
Well, the Attorney General of the United States is saying.
But I would also add, what else do we know about Merrick Garland? He was sold to us by Barack Obama in the final days of his presidency as what? A moderate.
Yeah.
To go on the court. Oh, we're going to pick Merrick Garland. The left likes him. The right likes him. He's a fair-haired boy. This is their idea of a moderate, ladies and gentlemen. Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
You know, now you know.
Merrick Garland's a moderate. I'm Wendell Willkie.
Priceless.
There you go. Exactly right, Mike.
Have a good day, Scott.
God bless you. I'm starting a list of things the FBI should be worried about. One is, are you ready for this? Merrick Garland, Federal Bureau of Investigation. We know from a Facebook whistleblower that Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, they know exactly how to inflame their users.
Oh, of course they do.
And they are inciting violence. So FBI, don't look to school boards and soccer moms who've had enough of lectures from school boards and are simply asking for some accountability on the people they fund. Look to Facebook. Charlie Kirk told this story when he was here in North Dakota over the last number of months. He has a number of whistleblowers that have come to him that are Facebook employees who say, we don't let our kids use the products of the company we work for.
Because what's that tell you?
We know, we've seen these little, what do you call them? Where they're beta testing something.
Yep.
And they'll bring in kids and they'll see what addicts the kids the most to their products. They use children as guinea pigs, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and say, what can we do when they're using our product that will get our hooks in these kids so they don't leave? They don't leave the platform.
Have you seen the new TikTok challenge, Slap a Teacher? Got to tell you about that one coming up. Seriously.
Big tech is evil, ladies and gentlemen.
Evil.
It is evil. And you're handing your kids a nuclear bomb when you say it's okay to use that as you see fit at 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 years old. And we have more proof of it. More of your calls and what's on your mind after this. Don't go away.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy is having a fatal effect on migrants trying to get to the U.S.-Mexico border. At least 50 migrants have died in the Panama jungle as they tried to reach the United States. Migrants faced brutal conditions as they made attempts to cross the Darien Gap from Colombia. One Haitian migrant said, "Many people died in the jungle. I saw about six people die in front of me in the river." House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke out Tuesday at a new Department of Justice policy intended to crack down on alleged threats of violence against school officials by parents. Quote, President Biden's latest decision is part of a disturbing trend in the Democrat Party to silence parents. We should encourage family participation in our schools. End quote. The New York Yankees season came to an end 6-2 as the Boston Red Sox win Tuesday night's American League wildcard game. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Back on What's On Your Mind, tell me, 800-228-0550. Do we have a COVID crisis leading to a lack of available hospital beds? Or do we have a crisis of staffed beds in North Dakota? We're going to tackle that head on. I believe it is fair to say the following. Anything that causes hospitalization right now can be a crisis because we don't have enough staff beds. Why don't we have enough staff beds? There are not enough nurses. Why are there not enough nurses? Many nurses are leaving their profession. Now, I should take that back. Leaving their employment with a particular healthcare organization in North Dakota and becoming traveling nurses. Why? They go from a $30 an hour payment to a $100 an hour payment. That's called the free market. Is there anything we can do about that? We're going to ask on that front and check the latest numbers on COVID hospitalizations in North Dakota and dig into a number you very rarely hear, and that is what percentage of available staffed beds are being occupied by a COVID patient. Anything, somebody that gets in an accident today, doesn't have a seatbelt, ends up being ejected, severely injured in a hospital. You could say lack of seatbelts are causing hospitalization. You could also say the fact that many people were scared to stay home and not take care of important health needs for a better part of the last year, now needing care, has also taken up beds. But Dr. Mike LeBeau is going to be here. We're going to tackle that topic beginning of next hour. Steve Moore is going to be here from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, not to talk about how many trillions Biden wants in the way of generational theft, to talk about what he wants to do with those trillions, whatever the number is. And Joe Biden is ticked. He got triggered when he saw that there was not much of a welcome in Michigan for him yesterday. Michigan, a Democratic liberal stronghold for how long?
Or is it?
Notice the very tepid response from the audience to Joe Biden's whining here about the people that greeted him. Listen to this.
What, and notwithstanding some of the signs that I saw coming, that's why 81 million Americans voted for me. The largest number of votes in American history. A clear majority.
About 10 of them there.
Were supported when they supported me.
Supported me? What is he trying to say there? I don't know.
Where were they, Joe? Why weren't they out? Why weren't your cheerleaders out, you know?
Were there seven people there or ten? I lost count.
Right.
Yeah.
Where were they? Why weren't they lining the streets? Cheering you on. Where were they?
To the calls we go, 800-228-0550. A lot of common sense in Wing, North Dakota. Fred, lay it on me, fella.
Well, I think that the whole Biden administration is a cartel, by golly. I think that they pretty much do what they need to further their own interests, and Constitution be damned. Well, I think we got another kind of a little cartel going on with this medical industry. Now, we're the news media, by and large, will not say anything what the frontline doctors are saying. I mean, the frontline doctors come on and they've told us medical facts about this. People who are whistleblowers, which usually get listened to, have come out that were who developed the vaccine, saying what's wrong with it, what's bad about it. And all we hear every day is, go to a doctor, it's your choice. Well, what if you're choosing something that you don't even know about, because nobody's talking? There's one set of doctors that will say anything to keep their job in that local hospital, who has mandates on and believes that this vaccine is nothing wrong with it, even though they probably know there is.
No, I think that's people. Unfair, Fred. I think that's unfair.
It's not unfair.
Well, no, I mean, you're suggesting that a doctor is saying take the vaccine when that doctor knows that isn't the right thing for you. I don't think doctors do that. I think the vast majority of doctors... Right. What?
Then they're either misled or misinformed.
Well, it could be. That's an opinion. But here's you know, first of all, you are right that there is a, dare I say, criminal level of suppression of medical opinions that don't go with the flow. And
absolutely.
Guess what? In the state of North Dakota, that's not playing well, because we have among the lowest vaccination rates in the country, and people are saying, you know, I don't like this. This is being crammed down my throat over here. We got politicians pleading over here, and you're making me a little suspicious, because alternative opinions are being shouted down, mocked, and tossed aside. Things about therapies are being mocked, diminished, shamed over here, and it makes people suspicious. So it's counterproductive to what they want. But I believe this conversation belongs not on a talk program, that is, what is the best decision for me, not at a coffee table somewhere. It really is a very personal decision between a doctor you trust and yourself. And by the way, I think doing what you've done in digging into this and saying, here's what I believe to be true, why are the frontline doctors saying this, doesn't say you don't challenge your doctor on this. Doesn't say, you know, I think one area where, you know, natural immunity has been batted aside as kooky bird. When in the world have we ever said natural immunity wasn't the best defense against anything? But,
well,
you know, that's been poo-poo.
What I'm trying to say, Scott, is that talking to your doctor ain't going to get it, because the doctors are all in this together, the ones that are still alive. Around and still got their medical practice going on. Because medical practices have been taken away from doctors when they even considered prescribing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They got their medical license taken away. They got their positions taken away. They were fired without cause.
Yeah, some were, Fred. Now, you know, again, I don't think that's a big problem in North Dakota. And I believe doctors are ethical. They take an oath. They're not going to be bullied into doing this. Now, maybe, you know, again, you're speaking in my mind with too broad a brush, Fred, as if suggesting any doctor that says, I believe the best thing for you, Fred, is to get the vaccine because of your own personal health condition. If you're saying that doctor saying, I believe that, is only saying that because he's coerced into saying it, I'm saying you're speaking unfairly, in my opinion. Does it happen? Of course it happens. But that's not the norm. That's not the vast majority. And I do believe the vast majority of doctors go right now to say somebody that is 60 or over, somebody with multiple health conditions, and even sometimes younger, will say, I believe the best thing for you is the vaccine because it'll prevent the worst of the worst happening to you. I believe most of them believe that. And you've got to decide, okay, well, I've heard this and I've heard that. Now you're telling me this. Well, why? But let's not throw every doctor under the bus that believes the best thing for you is the vaccine and suggest ultimately that they're on the take or they're only doing it because somebody's telling them to do that. You know, the challenge in this, in my mind, is that there are a lot of bad things going on. There is a lot of suppression of other evidence going on. There are I heard recently about a association of internal medicine doctors in North Dakota. No, you're still here, Fred. I heard recently, to your point, an association of internal medicine doctors in North Dakota had a robust discussion suggesting very strongly that any internal medicine doctor that was against the vaccine be removed from the association and or be silenced. I mean, those conversations are happening. I don't think doctors who truly care about their patients are going to put up with that, is my only point.
Well, but it all comes down to, it all boils down to, Scott, is this vaccine a good thing in any way, shape, or form? And I'm saying that there's enough evidence out there, people, that there are people telling you it is when it's not. And that,
well, again, that's one person's opinion. A lot of people agree with that. I think there are real questions about benefit versus risk that ought to happen individually. I think that if you look at the numbers of hospitalizations of individuals that have the worst of the worst COVID, and you say percentage-wise, who has the highest risk factor, it's those that have not been vaccinated. That's a stat that's pretty obvious. I think on the opposite end of that is something also very obvious. Getting the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. Or I even end up hospitalized, because there are people in critical care that were vaccinated. But if we're just playing the numbers, very different thing. I'm so tired of this argument. I am, because I think it's a very personal decision for everybody. You ought to consider everything out there. You ought not like the fact that this has been silenced. You ought not like the fact that politicians are pleading for you to get this when they have no business doing anything of the sort, and neither do I. Get a doctor you trust. Make a decision that's best for you. And let's stop with the incessant argument of one shoe fits all, one size fits all. Muff Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go!
Good morning, Scott. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, sir.
Okay. This FBI versus the parents thing, I see two problems here. One, you guys have already touched on. There's way too many school board members that wake up in the morning and say to themselves, oh, is something going to happen today that I don't like? Something going to bother me? Something going to disturb me? They're your typical liberal who can't take any criticism. The other thing that I don't think I did hear you touch on, this is a jurisdictional problem. I don't doubt for a minute that there are parents who misbehave at some of these meetings and are doing things they shouldn't be doing. When that happens, and that's the key, when it happens, the school board members should be calling a local police officer to come take care of the problem when it happens, rather than running to the FBI and saying, you guys need to investigate all of these protesting parents. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Do you think that's what's happening? I think this is the FBI inventing a problem. This is Merrick Garland saying, look into this. I don't like what I'm seeing on my TV screens. I think school districts usually have school resource officers at the meetings. You know, I don't think the school board members are the one, other than, I guess, some woke places saying, oh, this is chilling, this is terrible.
No, that's right.
This is the government creating a problem.
And there's no real threat.
Now, I believe that there were people from school boards who brought this to the attention of the FBI. I don't doubt that. But I think that Merrick Garland and everyone else in a federal position should have looked at it and said, it's not our problem.
Amen. Call the police. Call the sheriff. Exactly right, Muff. Appreciate it. Hey, it's Wednesday, so how about some lunch today at PetroServe USA? Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. What do you think of I'm thinking Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Two great choices. Yeah, Valley City today, exit 292 off 94. Also, Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken fajitas at the 12th Avenue, I-29 exit. Lasagna at MP Avenue, downtown. Beef hot dish in Glendon. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and a pizza, two homemade cookies, and a soda, four items, $4. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy Stores, tell them Scott sent you. Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first. So you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Let's take a look at a set of wheels on the Wednesday Wheels edition of What's on Your Mind from Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. We've got a pre-owned single-owner 2018 GMC Sierra. This is the 2500 HD Denali. Guess what, guys?
Oh, you had me at Denali.
Ooh, I know. Right?
Right?
I mean, you loaded up big time. 6-speed automatic overdrive, the Vortex 6.0 liter V8 SFI flex fuel. Plenty of power, save money at the pump, too. Black in color, matching black interior, and all the backup camera, parking assist, premium auto, wireless phone charging. The Denali package has it all. And they specialize in single-owner vehicles there. So this vehicle has, are you ready? Wait for it. 40,797 miles is all.
Just broken
really
in.
Broken in.
Exactly right. $58,995 was the price. Today it's yours for $57,000. Pucklitz. Valley City location, Pucklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC. That will be gone probably by the end of the day because you can't buy a new one right now, and this is practically new.
Yeah, you're right. Call now.
Pucklitz Buick Chevrolet.
By the end of the show.
Yeah, right.
Parklet Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City on West Main in Valley City. If you're cruising that way, take exit 292 and just head on down the hill. Or a Parklet Chevrolet in Bismarck. John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment. And the work they've been doing for decades in Minnesota, now expanding into North Dakota. And they've been doing some great work on critical race theory. I thought of you when I saw that the critical race theory debate in school boards was elevated to an FBI problem, John. You're probably already on an FBI watch list, given the work you guys have been doing at the center, exposing the racism of critical race theory. Are you lawyering up, John, or what?
Not yet, Scott, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're on to me. You know, Scott, this is really a scandal. Just a few days ago, the National School Board Association wrote a letter to Joe Biden alleging that there's this epidemic of violence against school board members that's sweeping the nation, and asking Joe Biden to bring the full weight of the federal government. They ticked off various agencies and various federal statutes and so on down on the people who are threatening school board members all across the country. And this letter is pretty heavily footnoted with references allegedly to violence against school board members. And I tracked down the references, and I mean, they are utterly trivial. The idea that there's some, you know, felony is being committed against school board members that local law enforcement not capable of handling, got to bring in the FBI. It's completely insane. And nevertheless, you know, a day later, Merrick Garland, when his masters say jump, man, he jumps. And he jumped like the next day and wrote a letter to the FBI directing them to collaborate with local law enforcement, with the Indian tribes, you know, whoever, to clamp down on this alleged, all these threats allegedly being made against school board members. It seems pretty obvious that the purpose here is to try to discourage the outpouring of concern from parents about what's going on in the schools.
How much you want to bet the National School Board Association was asked to write that letter to the Department of Justice?
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is obviously choreographed. I mean, they write the letter to Joe Biden, and almost immediately Merrick Garland has his letter to the FBI. I mean, the whole thing obviously is choreographed among these people who have a common interest, share a common interest in polluting the public schools with critical race theory and trying to stamp out the brush fires that arise among parents and concerned citizens when they find out what's going on in the schools.
I want to ask about another issue and just get your take on how it could be solved. I've been spending a lot of time looking at the staffed hospital bed population in North Dakota. I don't know what it's like in Minnesota. But there was one point last week where the staffed beds were occupied by 7% of a patient in specifically for COVID. So we're getting a fair amount of shaming now that anybody that didn't get the vaccine, you are, the ration care is being discussed. You know, you're the culprit here. And look, when you have a lack of staff beds, anything that takes up space is obviously a concern. But this is a decade in the making, John, of, nurses that are leaving to do staff, traveling nurses rather leaving and getting higher wages. Any solutions, any free market solutions on increasing the amount of staff beds and dealing with this nursing shortage that predates COVID that you can think of?
Well, I don't want to speak too specifically to the situation in North Dakota, Scott, because I don't know the details, but I can tell you that in Minnesota, American Experiment has been working on a couple of fronts. Well, one of the things we've pointed out is that our state government has got policies in place that intentionally discourage construction of new hospital beds. I mean, it's a crazy thing, but it's true. We've been discouraging new hospital construction for years and years. And we also have a nurse shortage. And one of the things we've been arguing for there is let's join the interstate compact so that anybody that's licensed as a nurse in another state can go to work as a nurse here in Minnesota. Why put up barriers to qualified, certified nurses who want to work in Minnesota? So those are some really basic things that any state ought to be able to do, at least not to create a problem of staff shortages and hospital bed shortages.
Yeah, and that'd be an easy one. There's got to be a toolbox here to deal with this. I think the dirty little secret here is that this is not a new problem. this has been going on for a long time, and the shortage of nurses has led to a, you know, a reduction in the amount of staff beds. And if we deal with that problem, whatever comes next, whether it's another pandemic, whether it is a flu crisis that leads to hospitalizations, whatever, will be better managed. Help us bring the center of the American experiment with your tax-deductible donations to a 501c3 to North Dakota to continue their good work here in North Dakota. Find out more at experiment, AmericanExperiment.org, AmericanExperiment.org. Thank you, John Hinderrocker. Always enjoy our chat. More coming up, folks.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.